Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
My friend, it is always great talking to you or any of the members of the Harlem Globetrotters. I am one of those people who grew up on you guys. I watched the cartoon, every cartoon version the Globetrotters had as a kid. I used to watch the Wide World of Sports when the Globetrotters were on. You know, I go back to the days of Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal. You know, those were the guys that I grew up with. And just watching the way the Globetrotters have evolved over the years, you guys have always kept that one thing. It's, you know, it's ambassadors of this world.
You just dated yourself. But yeah, definitely. I mean, those are definitely the guys that I grew up watching, you know, Curly Neal, Meadowlark Lemon and guys like that. But I mean, if it weren't for those guys, they're the reason why we have the opportunity to do what we do, you know, today. And me going into, you know, 13, 14 years of the Globetrotters, I definitely have a lot of respect, you know, for those guys giving me the opportunity, having done such a great job back in the day. And, you know, now myself, I've been to about 90 different countries around the world, and that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, doing a great job like they did, and now we got great guys on the court. Great guys will be here this weekend. We got Big Easy from the Amazing Race. We got our first female Globetrotter in over 20 years, TNT Maddox. She'll be here this weekend. We've got our smallest Globetrotter in Globetrotter history. We call him Too Tall. He'll be here. So, I mean, some people probably came and seen us a couple months ago, but, I mean, you got to – whole different group of guys, along with some of the same guys, but a different group of guys that you'll see that you didn't get to see last time. And we try to change it up a lot, but at the same time, we try to keep it fun and family friendly.
And let's go into that, because that whole family friendly, the Globetrotters have been around for so many years. Why do you think the essence of the Globetrotters has lasted this long?
You know, I mean, we've been around for 86 years, and 86 years the Globetrotters have been to 120 different countries and territories, you know, around the world. And you know, it's Olympic time of the year, and this is the time of year when people talk a lot about, you know, the dream team from back in 92, but a lot of people may not realize that the Harlem Globetrotters, you know, we were the team that's been to more countries than any other basketball team, probably any other sports team in history, and we're the team that introduced basketball to the world, actually. You know, the Olympics back in 92 kind of, you know, took it to another level, but we actually, if you talk to guys like, you know, Dirk Nowitzki and Yao Ming, some of their memories from kids from basketball from North America was from the Harlem Globetrotters. So, I mean, it's definitely an honor to be a part of an organization with such great history and that, you know, continues to last. It's family fun entertainment, and hopefully the kids that come out will, you know, have the same memories that their parents had. And, you know, 86 years, hopefully we can last another 85, 86 years.
The other thing that always stood out for me, too, about the Globetrotters is that people always talk about this, fan-friendly, you know, always getting fans involved. I mean, there are lots of sports and lots of events that go on. Honestly, I think the Globetrotters were literally one of the first when it really came to interactive. The Globetrotters did that from day one.
Right. When you come to a Globetrotter game, you never know what's going to happen. You know, we got the, you know, you never know if it's going to be a bucket of confetti or water. We bring little kids out into the court, spin the ball on their fingers. We bring, you know, guys, ladies out on the court to dance. I mean, it's just, you know, you come to a Globetrotter game, you got kids holding up, it's my birthday, please pick me, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And I think that's just something that's just a part of what we do. We're pretty much hands-on. Another thing about us is that after each and every game, we used to stand around the court for, you know, 15, 20 minutes, sign autographs, and take photos. And that's something that you usually don't get at a professional, you know, sporting event or any event, you know, for that matter. And that's actually one of my favorite things, to have a chance to take pictures and sign autographs after the game, because during that time you get an opportunity to hear, you know, the memories that the older people have, and then you get to hear from the kids what a great time they had. And in 14 years, I really haven't had a person ever come up to me and tell me I suck. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Okay, but, as we're wrapping this interview up, but the Generals, will they ever win?
Hey, I'm going to my 14th year. I've never lost to the Generals, and if I lose to the Generals, I might have to come up there and put an application in where you at. So I'm definitely, if you're a betting man, you know, put your money on the Globetrotters. But, I mean, definitely looking forward to this weekend at the Rexall Center. Outside event, first time we've ever played outside in Toronto. And, you know, we got plenty of tickets still available. You can go to the Harlem Globetrotters website. You can go to Rexall Center website or Rogers Cup. And come and check us out. It's going to be a lot of fun. 2 hours, set your TiVos, take a break from the Olympics, come check the Globetrotters out. And come watch some good tennis. Preliminaries warming up for the big tournament coming up next week.
All I know is there is an episode on The Simpsons where Krusty was losing his money and he actually bet on the Generals. And I remember him talking about, he's spinning a ball in his finger. Just take the ball.
I actually did see that episode, but, you know. we've had a couple of spinoff Globetrotter, you know, episodes from, you know, Scooby-Doo back in the day. And, of course, what you just mentioned from Crusted Clown.
But I want to jump in very quickly before we wrap this up, too. Do you think there's ever going to be another cartoon version? Because, like I said, I go back to the Globetrotters. Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, it's, you know, back in the 80s with Disney Wild World of Sports and all those cartoons we had, it was, you didn't have as many challenges as you have right now. But we've been on a lot of TV shows recently, Big E's, and now we did Amazing Race, been on Bachelorette, a lot of reality television. And we're actually, you know, looking forward to probably possibly having some new cartoons coming up. But it's definitely an honor for us to be a part of that. We get to meet those guys that were on those cartoons, you know, Curly Neal, Metalark Lemon, Sweet Lou Dunbar. But different generation, a lot of television, but hopefully we can get back into that market again.
I think you should. I mean, Super Duper, was it Super Duper Globetrotters? Why not?
Super Trotter.
Super Trotter, that was it. Why not? I say bring it back one more time. My friend, thank you so much for the interview. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys. And like I said, you guys are truly ambassadors of peace and enjoyment. And I'm so glad that I know there's going to be another over 80 years that you guys will continue with all the fun for the families. Thank you again for the interview.
Appreciate it, man. If you get a chance, come check us out. We're inviting everybody out.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.